flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome in on a Wednesday, or sorry, Thursday. Weeks flying by. Here we go. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass. And last night, a Wednesday night, the Pistons fall to the Pacers. I thought what Luke had in the update there from Cade Cunningham, they needed to be more poised.
Yeah.
Was spot on. Pistons give up 133 points, but I feel like the headline is they lost their cool. Isaiah Stewart gets ejected from the game. And John, I want to start with you because you've been in these
moments.
Skirmishes, yeah. Where things boil over. Isaiah Stewart, everybody loves him because he's tough and he's one of us. Yeah. And
it's almost a throwback to the Bad Boys era.
Yeah, he could have played with Lambeer and Dumars.
Horn.
Yeah. But he can't do that, right? You gotta set the record more than me because I'm just some whiny radio host. What did you think?
When I saw it live, I thought, what the heck just happened? Like, the shot goes up, he turns and when you see it in slow, like you see it in real time, it looked like he just ran somebody over as he turned to go down court. Then all of a sudden you see it in replay in slow-mo and 10 different angles as they're trying to sort things out. And he literally turned, sought him out, gave him the forearm to the chest, knocked him over. And normally NBA guys, I'm like, oh, that's a flop. That wasn't a flop. Isaiah Stewart laid him out. And rightfully ejected. And I just, that's where you just have to be mentally tougher and not allow that moment to affect the game. Now, if he plays the rest of the game, do they eventually make a comeback? Probably not.
No.
Not in that game. Not last night.
They got jumped early, yeah.
Well, they got jumped early and they fought back. And it was more, there were other issues than Isaiah Stewart running somebody over and being ejected. Turnovers. That to me was the biggest one, and it was just stupid turnovers. Anyway, you cannot allow, no matter what is said, no matter what somebody does to you on the court, that's part of the game within the game, is trying to get a reaction out of someone that takes them out of their game. Now, you don't necessarily, if you can poke somebody that well and cause a moment like that where they get ejected, hey, that's the best outcome as an opponent you could possibly have. If it's just, hey, I keep poking the bear, and I get them mentally out of their game so that he's more concerned about me than playing defense. He's more concerned about me than being a part of this offense. Now all of a sudden I've disrupted their whole operation. That's the goal.
Yeah, the Pacers got under their skin. Halliburton's a yapper. Even Blaha was getting a little annoyed with him. He's doing shimmies. The Pacers got under the Pistons' skin yesterday, and Isaiah Stewart gets ejected. I've got quotes from Stu after the game, but first let's play Bickerstaff, because Bickerstaff did defend Stewart, and this is what he said.
Okay. So I disagree. Like, okay, without having any idea what was said, sure, there are things that cross the line. And maybe there's, if it involves race, if it involves, you know, some I just don't know what
family,
you could say.
Wives.
Yeah, but do you know my wife? Do you know my family? Like, hey, your mom wears army boots. Okay, you don't know. Like, you're just trying to be, you know, a dork. I don't know what it would be,
because you
would be that personal.
Like, guys talk trash when you were playing. Guys would say stuff trying to get under your skin. That was part of what you knew you were getting into.
And I mean, like, especially if you know you're playing against somebody that's very conscientious about their play, what they do, and maybe they're bringing up something, hey, saw something on film, you know, and I'm going to try to do that to you, just like, you know, this guy did. Like, okay, that starts to get under your skin, and maybe you try and give them a little bit extra juice on the next play, and if they get that sense that what they're talking about is getting to you, guys are always going to take it to the next level. That's where you got to know that, hey, this is what they're saying should have no effect on me during the game. And we're all human. We all have human nature. We're all going to have human reactions. But that was one, and especially if you get a chance to see it, I do encourage anybody to go watch it. If you've got a doubt about what happened, like, they weren't, whatever was said had to be said 20, 30 seconds before that. So he had time to think about it, and ball goes in the basket. He turns around and seeks him out. Like, I just don't understand how it takes that long to get to that point, and that's your reaction. Like, at some point, okay, in the heat of the moment, you could have a reaction, but they weren't even near each other. Like, he couldn't have said anything that effectively in that amount of time.
Whatever was said, it festered, right?
Right.
Clearly, because it didn't happen bang, bang. Yeah, I mean, that's why I defer to you on this, just because I don't know that anything should be said that could cause that reaction. You have to be composed as an athlete. I kind of expect there's going to be some nasty stuff said in a physical game. I don't know that you should be the one that's instigating the aggressiveness and getting yourself ejected from the game and letting your team down. I respect Bickerstaff standing up for his guy. I don't think he should condone his players blowing their top and getting ejected from games because someone said harsh words to them.
Right. And that's like, words are words. And I just don't know what could be said on a football field, a baseball field, a basketball court, the ice and hockey that is going to garner a reaction like that.
The quote from Stewart after the game. Just a lot of talk, a lot of words. I slipped up. I fell for the trap, and I let my teammates down. I have to be better at not letting those words allow me to affect the team. I know my squad could have used me out there tonight, end quote.
That is the perfect response.
Exactly.
And I mean, and that diffuses the situation. Takes ownership of it.
Yep.
It got under my skin. That was my reaction. Shouldn't have been that way. I affected my team negatively, and I've got to do better. Perfect response.
Yeah.
And that's where I keep thinking about it and looking at it, and I just, my reaction is he needed to have that response in the moment, and maybe he learns from it, maybe he doesn't, maybe there's just this trigger. Now all of a sudden, guys are going to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, hey, what was it that you said to get under his skin? Now all of a sudden you tell a buddy, and this buddy tells this buddy on the other team, and now he's going to be faced with that same thing moving forward. I don't know what it was. I am very curious as to what it was that triggered that response.
And I don't...
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers,
Are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising?
People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience?
Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative.
Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Bickerstaff said, hey, go do your fishing. Try to figure it out, because he wasn't going to say it. But I don't know what it is or what would justify it. Even Stewart is acknowledging it wasn't enough to justify what he did. I don't know. I think there will be people who immediately rush to Stewart's defense because he's reminiscent of a different era, and he's Detroit basketball, and he's physical, and he's tough, and
right.
Mahorn would have sucker punched it. Hold on, guys. It's a different era.
It is.
And even the players acknowledging, I was mentally weak in that moment. I have to be stronger. We don't need to condone what Stewart did last night. That's putting your team in a bad spot.
And so is JB just publicly trying to have his players back? I'm fine with that.
And I think he even was complaining, you know, previous games with the Pacers and John with those guys. I mean, he is in the fight with these players, and I think they respect him for it.
But here's the lesson that needs to be learned is if the Pistons continue this path of being in the play-in tournament or being a playoff team, do you think they're going to play the Pacers for a series, a five-game series, a seven-game series at some point?
Yeah.
Okay, so you better get whatever it is under control, because and this is what would make a playoff series great,
yeah,
is the animosity between a couple of teams. Now, this is the buildup in the regular season. This is Isaiah Stewart's response, and it's going to be how can he control his emotions, especially when it matters most, and the emotions are going to be even amplified.
There's a real rivalry between these two teams. There's no doubt about it. Isaiah Stewart, justified or not, his coach says he was. You let us know. 248-539-9797.